let's get right into it if we could. The first question I have for you is, you know, can you talk about what makes healthcare technology management a great career?
Not really. This is the wrong set of talking points, I'm afraid.
Oh, not a problem, not a problem. Let me look here. Hold that thought. Let me get the right email then. Here we go. Monday. I got it.
Perfect. I could talk about that, but it would not be very informative.
Start again. Sorry about that.
Not a problem.
All right. This is now I'm ready to go. Yes. First question I wanted to ask you about is, you know, avoiding the scams that can happen, you know, while you're moving. One of the things I think you really want, kind of want to get into is having a professional mover being a smart decision.
You certainly do want to make sure that you're doing some research, taking time to find out who it is that you're dealing with ahead of time, check out the companies that you're looking to have move you. And I think you're right. It is worth having a professional do the job and make sure that you have a professional mover. We call them a pro mover that has been certified. We go through the process and screen the companies, make sure that these are legitimate movers that know what they're doing and are going to take care of your shipment.
You would think also that this would be a good idea anyways, because if you think about it, this is everything you own. I mean, what can be more important, obviously, than to get that right and understand that, you know, you don't want to spend more money than you should, but if somebody comes at you with a really low price, there might be a reason for that, I would think.
That's absolutely right. You're giving someone everything that you own and having them drive off with it, and so you do want to make sure that you're checking them out and you know who you're dealing with. It's probably good to take a look at the liability levels that you have in case something goes wrong. Sometimes, you know, there could be a truck fire or something else that goes wrong with the shipment, and so you want to make sure that you're protected with coverage in case something doesn't go right.
All right, let's talk about, you know, about one of the things, getting all your agreements in writing, read everything carefully, kind of make sure, I guess, that, you know, that you really know exactly what you're getting into.
It is important to make sure that everything's in writing. Have the movers come to your home and check out what there is to be moved. Look around and see if there's anything up in the attic or the basement that you've forgotten about. See if there's low-hanging tree branches or something in the way that could be an obstacle on the day of the move. And then give you a written estimate. And you want to get at least 3 written estimates from different companies so that you can see in writing what it is that they're proposing to do, how much the charges are going to be. They should give you paperwork as well explaining your rights and what types of responsibilities the movers have so that you can be sure that they're following the rules.
One thing you have that I think is a good idea, because I've actually done this, you know, take your valuables with you. They're really, really, really important stuff. You know, why not move that yourself?
Well, if you have jewelry that's fairly small or a family Bible or anything like that that you really care about, it does make a lot of sense to take care of that with you as you're going rather than trusting that to somebody else to make sure that it gets there. Some things just can't be replaced, and you want to make sure that those are truly taken care of as best as possible.
All right, also asking questions. You know, that's something that you want to do, get, and also even about, you know, about insurance, you know, reputable, knowing your rights. I mean, again, it seems like there's a lot more to this than people might realize.
There sure is, and there's a lot of good information on our moving.org website to help you plan for the move, give you some tips of things to look for, some questions to ask, sort of a checklist of things to accomplish before the move happens. And some explanation of the different liability options. There is some basic level coverage that is the cheapest option, but it doesn't give you as much protection as going for the more expensive options.
All right, and also, you know, maybe, you know, before we wrap it up, to talk about, you know, the telltale warning signs of a possible scam. I mean, the really red flag things that you might hear.
Sometimes you find companies that really just exist on the internet or in the yellow pages that don't have a physical address, or that's just a P.O. box or a mailbox location. You want to make sure that the mover has a physical location, preferably near you, so you can check them out and make sure that they actually do exist and that they have equipment and they look professional. You want to check out what kind of ratings they have and see what kind of online reviews there are about the company. and see, you know, if they have a lot of an unusually high number of complaints, that could be a red flag. Also, if you do the three estimates and you find a company that is unusually high or unusually low, that could also be a red flag, that they're forgetting to include certain things, or they're setting an artificially low price and going to end up increasing the price later. You also want to look out for people that are asking for a cash deposit up front that's pretty significant, or any kinds of other things that just seem out of place. Trust your instincts on this and make sure that the companies you're dealing with seem to be reputable.
All right, Scott. Appreciate very much your time. Sorry about the snafu in the beginning, but I think we got off a good interview, and we'll get that information out to people.
Sounds great. I appreciate your help.
You take care. Bye now.
Thanks.